वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 64 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 टू 21। टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। ताम नियमानाम तत्स्वामी दृष्टो वाच ममेति तम्, ममेति परग्राह्याह्य नृगो मे दत्तवानिति। ताम नियमानाम तत्स्वामी दृष्टो वाच ममेति तम्, ममेति परिग्राह्याह्य नृगो मे दत्तवानिति। ताम नियमानाम तत्स्वामी दृष्टो वाच ममेति तम्, ममेति परिग्राह्याह्य नृगो मे दत्तवानिति। ताम नियमानाम तत्स्वामी दृष्टो वाच ममेति तम्, ममेति परिग्राह्याः नृगो मे दत्तवानिति। ताम नियमानाम तत्स्वामी दृष्टो वाच ममेति तम्, ममेति परिग्राह्याः नृगो मे दत्तवानिति। मतजीस। ताम नियमानाम तत्स्वामी दृष्टो वाच ममेति तम्, మమేతి పరిగ్రాయాః నృగో మే దత్తవాన్ ఇతి. వాట్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్, ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై ద డిసైపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ. తాం సి ద కౌ నియమానాం బీయింగ్ లెడ్ అవే తత్ హర్ స్వామీ మాస్టర్ దృష్ట్వా సీయింగ్ ఉవాచ సెడ్ మమ మైన్ ఇతి దస్ తాం టు హిమ్ మమ మైన్ ఇతి దస్ పరిగ్రాహి హూ హ్యాడ్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ ద గిఫ్ట్ ఆహ సెడ్ నృగః కింగ్ నృగ మే టు మీ దత్తవాన్ గేవ్ ఇతి దస్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: వెన్ ద కౌస్ ఫస్ట్ ఓనర్ సా హర్ బీయింగ్ లెడ్ అవే హీ సెడ్ షీ ఈజ్ మైన్. ద సెకండ్ బ్రాహ్మన్ హూ హ్యాడ్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ హర్ యాజ్ ఎ గిఫ్ట్ రిప్లైడ్ నో షీ ఈజ్ మైన్ నృగ గేవ్ హర్ టు మీ. దేర్ ఇస్ నో పర్పట్ దెన్ విల్ రీడ్ టు ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ టెక్స్ట్ 18: యాజ్ ద టూ బ్రాహ్మణస్ ఆర్గ్యూడ్ ఈచ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ హిస్ ఓన్ పర్పస్ దే కేమ్ టు మీ. వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ సెడ్ యూ గేవ్ మీ దిస్ కౌ అండ్ ద అదర్ సెడ్ బట్ యూ స్టోల్ హర్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ. హియరింగ్ దిస్ ఐ వాస్ బివిల్డర్డ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ టెక్స్ట్ 19 and 20: Finding myself in a terrible dilemma concerning my duty in the situation, I humbly entreated both the brahmanas. I will give 100,000 of the best cows in exchange for this one. Please give her back to me. Your good selves should be merciful to me, your servant. I did not know what I was doing. Please save me from this difficult situation or I will surely fall into a filthy hell. Translation and purport of text 21. Translation: The present owner of the cow said, I don't want anything in exchange for this cow, O king, and went away. The other Brahmana declared, I don't want even 10,000 more cows than you are offering, and he too went away. Purport: In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments, thus disagreeing with the king's proposal, both brahmanas left the palace in anger, thinking that their lawful position had been usurped. ఓం జ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగరున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదీవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తత్ కాంచన గౌరాంగీ राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। I sincerely seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can do this service which is given to me. If you find anything worthwhile in my talks, you can carry home. But if you find anything useless, please bless me that I develop some attitude and proper service attitude for the devotees. Thank you so much. After Banasura episode, Lord Krishna, when returned to Dwarka, the story goes like that. Then his family members, basically his sons, they all went for a picnic. And while they were in that excursion, they felt thirsty and they started looking for source of water so that they can quench their thirst. So they happened to come to one well, and thinking that there would be some water in that, they just looked inside. But instead of water, they found a lizard, a huge lizard in that well, deep well. So they thought that this lizard has become trapped into this, and taking compassion on that lizard, because they were all related to Krishna, they were all devotees, and devotees of the Lord are naturally compassionate. So they took compassion even on that lizard, which is really a kind of very filthy animal. But they took pity on that and they tried to rescue that lizard from that well. But they could not become successful. And then they approached Lord Krishna and narrated that story to him, that this lizard has been trapped over there. So Krishna took pity on the lizard, and hearing the recommendation of his devotees that they want to rescue this lizard, he also approached. So there's so many lessons to be learnt into this, that the Lord can give his mercy once the devotees request on our behalf, whatever our condition may be, even if we are lizards. But Krishna will give his mercy upon us if the devotees give that mercy to us. So when Krishna comes there, and then Krishna looks inside the well, and he finds that this lizard was really trapped. So he put his left hand and just caught that lizard and brought that lizard out. But as soon as he touched that lizard, the lizard actually gave up the body of that lizard and became a very effulgent, very good looking demigod. And then looking at the demigod with surprise, actually for teaching his devotees as well as his relatives and to the world, Krishna, although he is all knower, Prabhupada says, but he inquired from that demigod that who are you, and how did you got trapped into this body of a lizard? So this story of Nriga depicted in this Srimad Bhagavatam illustrates basically two things. There could be many lessons to be learned, but what I understood is basically two things. the fallacy of karmakanda in the life and the advantage of devotional service at any stage of conditions in the life. So these two things one should understand. King Nirga, by his karmic activities, that we know that details, many days the story is going on, by his karmakanda activities, he has actually became entangled in the karmic reaction, and when in that situation also he remembered the mercy of the Lord, and he thought that other than Lord nobody can rescue me from this body of the lizard or this condition of life. Like Gajendra, he remembered Lord when he was trapped so much. He tried on his own, but he could not get freed himself from the clutches of that crocodile. But when he remembered the Lord, he could not only got freedom from the clutches of the crocodile, but he even got freedom from the clutches of the body which was actually entrapping him. On the contrary, he tells to the Lord that it is not actually that I am being trapped by the mouth of that lizard or the teeth of that lizard, this crocodile, but I am actually trapped by this ignorant body of elephant. So please rescue me from this. So that is how this he also remembered the Lord. This lizard body, in his lizard body, he remembered the Lord, and then by that devotional service he could become free from the body of that lizard or the miserable body of that lizard. So we will discuss today about disadvantages of the karmakanda status of life and advantages of the devotional life in whatever circumstances we. So we'll try to illustrate these points through certain examples and try to understand and imbibe this so that we can also make our life perfect in whatever condition of life we are in. So as mentioned in the story, in the beginning of the details, when Nirga was relieved from the body of that lizard, and when Krishna asked him, he started narrating his story that he was King Nirga in his previous life, and while in that life he was actually a perfect karmakandi person. He was a perfect karmakandi person is one who actually follows the instructions of the scriptures very meticulously, but his expectation is that by following these instructions of the scripture I must get some material benefits, and he was also doing so much. In fact, he narrated to Lord Krishna that it is very difficult to count the amount of charity I have given, like it is difficult to count the grains of or particles of sand in the entire planet Earth. So no one can count the planet, particle of dust in the entire planet. So he said that my condition was also that I had given so much of charity, and it was not that I was giving whimsical charities. I was perfectly performing the karmakanda. I mean, I was giving the charity to worthy people and in worthy situations. It was not like Krishna mentions charity in three modes. We are not going to discuss in that, but he perfectly enumerates that his charity was basically in the mode of goodness. But even though it was in the mode of goodness, it was basically aimed at getting some material happiness or material gains. So even if that was there, he from his own pastimes or his own story, he is depicting that this is all useless. The karmakanda is all useless. So he was performing all his activities strictly according to the scriptural injunction and with a view to obtain highest goal in the life. But in spite of being very, very careful, he committed mistake knowingly, unknowingly in fact. He committed a mistake unknowingly. It was not, he was not knowing that the cow which I am giving to that other brahmana has come from the lot of cows that I have already donated. And he re-donated just one cow. That's too unknowingly. And even for that also he had to suffer. Karmakanda may even be a kind of activity that may have compassion also. In Karmakanda activity also there will be compassion. But even that compassion for the mood of serving the world or material world, that is very detrimental. King Jadabharat, we know that pastime. King Jadabharat, he was a very compassionate person and he was a devotee, reached to the stage of bhava. But he just took pity on just an animal who was about to die. It is but natural for a person to take pity on such things. But in spite of that, what happened? He became caught into that. And next life, instead of going back home, back to Godhead, he returned back as a deer, as an animal. But even as an animal, or even as lizard, as Nirga, when they remembered Lord, when they performed the devotional service, it is very difficult for animals to remember the pastimes of the Lord or remember the activities that they have done in their previous life. But because they did some devotional service, it's the same case with Gajendra also. He fought for so many years, but when he realized his incompetence to battle with Maya, then he realized that I must take shelter of Krishna. Like Krishna has mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratya. My maya is very powerful, not easy to surmount it. But if a person takes shelter of the Lord, then what happens? Gopad, sindhu, anala sitalai. Gopad means it becomes the hoof print of a cow. That bhavasagar becomes, sagar becomes the water stored in the hoof print of a cow, and the fire becomes Sital. Like Prahlad Maharaj. He entered into the fire along with her aunt. The aunt got burned. Prahlad Maharaj, it was nothing for him. Hanumanji did service to Lord, and Ravana has put fire into his tail. Still that fire could not burn him. It burnt the golden Lanka completely, but could not burn even a hair of Hanumanji's tail. Similarly, Indra tried to wash away the Brajavasis. But it is mentioned that the Brajavasis, they were doing these rangolis at their doorsteps. And so much water was pouring, but not even a grain of rangoli was washed away from the homes of the Brajavasis, because they have taken shelter of Lord. And those who did charity or karmakandic activities like Nirga himself is saying, that it is very difficult to count that amount. Like it is very difficult to count the particles on the planet of Earth. But still he could not be saved from becoming a lizard. That's the difference between devotional service and materialistic activities. Sometimes devotional service also can become materialistic activity if it is done with material expectation. So there is very much danger. But still there is some benefit, because maybe over a period of time the purification will take place and then a person will start doing actual devotional service. To understand actual devotional service is also very difficult, but it is possible. So even if someone is doing it not properly, but he should just keep engaged into devotional activities only. Even initially, for that is why Bhagavatam recommends akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tibrena bhakti yogena yajata purushah param. One should always be serving the Lord. So I can give you an example of the story of Tvashta. Tvashta, that is an example of a karmakandi activity. So Tvashta was performing a yajna to obtain a person who can kill Indra. That Vritrasura took birth out of that. So he was performing a yajna to get a person who can kill Indra. And what happened, the priests who were actually performing the yajnas, the rishis, while putting the oblation in the fire, the priests were chanting one mantra. That mantra was Indra Satru Vivardhasva, which means let a person come who becomes Satru of Indra, who becomes enemy of Indra, who can kill Indra. But in this Indra Satru Shabda, the word Indra Shatru, from grammar point of view, this can be pronounced two way in different samas. I don't know what is called samas in English, but Hindi you can understand. It's a grammatical this thing. Kya bolte? Compound words. Compound words they say. Oh, so I don't know English, but Hindi thing is that if it is spoken in Shashti Tatpurush Samas, then the meaning is Indrasya Satru. Indra Satru means Indrasya Satru, Indra ka Satru. And if it is spoken in Bahubrihi Samas, that same word, then its meaning is Indraha Satru Yasya. Indra jiska Satru hai. If it is in Shashti Tatpurush, it becomes Indrasya Satru, and if it is in Bahubrihi Samas, then it becomes Indra Satru Yasya, Indra Jiska Satru Hai. So, pronunciation se Samas Bhed ho jata hai. When you pronounce the word, that compounding of the word changes. And it is said that if it is in Shashti Tatpurush Samas, then the word spoken, the end word of the end letter of the word is become large or dirgha. Like in the word Indra Satruhu. So there is E in the beginning and Tru at the end. So if it is spoken Tru for long time, comparatively long time, Indra Satru, like this, then it becomes Shashti Tatpurush Samas. And if E is stressed, Indra, like that, then it becomes Bahubrihi Samas. And just by spoken, the meaning changes. So these Brahmanas who were actually putting the oblation in the fire while chanting this mantra, they were actually emphasizing the word E rather than U. And the result changed. Instead of getting someone who can kill Indra, they got someone who will be killed by Indra. And that was Vritrasur. So, what is the problem in this? Problem is Karmakanda. Because they have not taken shelter of Krishna, they were trying to perform karmic activities with all kind of precision, but somehow or other, knowingly or unknowingly, they committed mistake. Whereas, their intention was also not like that. Whereas in devotional service, we know the story of Ajamil. He was calling Narayan, but his intention was not to call the Supreme Narayan. His intention was to call his son. Gauram Prabhu tells this story also, that there was one Yavana who was actually killed by the boar while he has gone to pass tool. Because he was taking long time, the boar could not tolerate, and he just came and just put his tusk into the stomach of that Yavana, and that Yavana at the end started cursing. Haram, haram. Because the Yavans, if they want to curse somebody, they will say haram. And when he was cursing him and pronouncing this word, he attained 400 Vishnu form and returned back home, back to Godhead. So, knowingly or unknowingly he performed devotional service. Her Ram is taken as only Ram. Hey Ram. So that is the purpose of devotional service. So if it is the karmakandic activities, these are the difficulties. So karmakanda activities, even performed perfectly, makes a person selfish, arrogant, angry, lusty, and bereft of any good qualities, whatever it may be. So karmakandi people become kind of sophisticated and polished materialistic person. That's all. Like an animal performs that same ahar, nidra, bhaya, maithun on the street in open without any shame. And the same thing, the polished human beings, they do it in the compounds of their four walls. But what is the difference? No difference. Eating, meeting, sleeping and defending. That's what they are doing, but they are trying to do it in a sophisticated way. So that has been denounced here. Materialistic persons, mostly in the mode of passion and ignorance. This is commented in Bhagavatam also. That the materialistic persons, where it is said that Vedavadarata Partha Nanyadastiti Vadinaha. In that Krishna tells to Arjuna that materialistic people, their idea is or their desire is only Kamatmanah Swargapara Janma Karma Falapradam Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Bhogaswarya Gatim Prati. These are the symptoms by which you can actually identify a person who is actually deceased by materialistic activities. Kama means selfish desire. Any activity is done for self-aggrandizement comes under kama, even if it is spiritual activity. Although it has its inherent benefit, but still it is kama. Kama atmanah. So those who do any activity only thinking that how can I fulfill my expectations, my goals of life, me is in the kendra, he is in the center, then whatever activity he does, that becomes, and that is why it is, Krishna is using very nice word, kama atma. Kama means my expectation, my desire is my atma. Atma means my goal of life. Kama atmanah. Swargapara. Highest goal is to attain heavenly planet. And that's what Nrga was also thinking. Nrga was thinking that if I will do these charities and do these karmic activities perfectly, I will attain the higher goals in the life. I may go to the higher planetary system and enjoy there. And even when he reached there, when Amiraj asked him that, see, you are a very meticulous person, meritorious person, you have performed so many activities that gains you so much happiness in the heavenly planets for a long, long time. But somehow or other you just unknowingly committed one small mistake, and because of that you have to go and suffer as a lizard. So which one you want first? When he gave the option, this person still thought that, oh, let me enjoy the heavenly planet afterwards, let me suffer this small sin. Because I have done it, I only have to suffer, let me suffer it. So he chooses to suffer. Prabhupada says that this is foolishness. Either to go into the heavenly planet or go to hellish planet and become suffer the hells. These are all foolish things. A person should perform his activities with one view only, to please Krishna, not to please himself, to go here or go there. So if that is done, and if my expectation is to gain higher goals in the life, then that becomes materialistic activities. Janma karma phala pradam. I mean, again, that desire is to that, if I will perform, do this, I will get birth in a very good family, and then I can be glorified there. People will not call me Sudra, they will call me king or the Brahmana, all those things. These are the expectations. Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Bhogaishwarya Gatim Prati. Bhogaishwarya. That is the only desire of materialistic people. So one should become not materialistic. Prabhupada, in the purpose, in fact, there is one example again given that when that Prisraddha unknowingly killed the cow. So Vasishta should have known that he is a person who was actually trying to serve me, but somehow or other by mistake some apradha has been committed from him. So instead of giving him pardon or giving him some shelter, he caused him to become a sudra. Caused him to become a sudra. In the materialistic life also, you do so much thing for a person. But somehow or other, even if one small mistake is committed by you, then you are taken at task. Then all your meritorious activity will be forgotten. Only one thing will be remembered, that you did this to me. This is wrong. This you should not do. That is materialistic way of life. So King Riga thought that those brahmanas to be very qualified and very worthy, whom he was giving the charity. And yesterday we heard His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu explaining that how these brahmanas, Nega was ready to give lakhs of cows against that one cow to both the brahmanas, but they did not accept. And very nicely Radha Gopinath Prabhu yesterday, very mercifully, he explained that these brahmanas, it was not that they were whimsical. They were actually trying to follow their Vedic duty, religious duty. And out of that, they have actually rejected him. That they don't want. But today morning I just spoke to him and I took his permission to give another angle of this story. This brahmanas, although no doubt the brahmanas are always very good. And that is why Krishna has actually, Prabhupada mentions in that, Prabhupada is giving this story and highlighting one more point, that one should never try to usurp the property of brahmanas. In whatever condition it may be, the kings are supposed to protect brahmanas and their everything. But if the king takes away brahmanas this thing, then the king becomes not a proper person who protects the dharma. Similarly, if a kshatriya doesn't protect dharma, then he also doesn't become a proper kshatriya. Parasuram, he killed these kshatriyas 21 times, but he was enraged that these kshatriyas, they were supposed to protect dharma, they were supposed to protect basically cows and brahmanas, and this Kartavir Arjun, he came and he just usurped the property, the cow, Nandini cow from his father. And when they protested, then they killed him also, Jamdagni also. So he understood that these people are not worthy to be Kshatriyas, or not worthy to be protector of dharma. They have lost their real dharma. So he just went and he killed them all. So one must protect dharma. So brahmanas were also supposed to protect dharma, because this time this Nriga has caught up into a dilemma, a situation that he has entered without his knowledge. He did not know that he is giving the same cow in charity to other brahmana which he has already given. Taking back the charity if given to somebody, it's a sin. For that one has to go to hell. So that is why one should never take anything which has been given to someone for charity. You know, in Kanyadan, in our North India, there's a tradition that if the daughter is got married, they are called Kanyadan. So if the daughter is married, the parents, they will never drink even water from the home of the daughter. These days people are actually changing because they don't know their religious duty. But it is said that it is forbidden. They will not even, because they have given charity, and they will not even take anything back, what is called as her property, or to the person's property whom they have given their charity. So that is the religious this thing. But still, out of his foolishness, Riga was saying that, please give me that cow back. And he was not saying that you take this cow also and take 100 more cows also.
You are saying that I will give you lakhs of cows, but give these cows to me. Don't fight for this cow. And these brahmanas, although they are supposed to be satisfied, but their expression was actually dissatisfied. They were dissatisfied. Actually, they expressed that they are satisfied for whatever they have been given. They don't want anything more. But dissatisfaction was that, why not this cow is given to me? And both of them became dissatisfied and they just, in anger, left from that place, leaving Nriga as a destitute, not giving him any help. And Nriga also foolishly did not ask these brahmanas that, please suggest me some atonement. How can I atone this? This is a sin committed by me without any knowledge. So please help me. Like Amrish Maharaj, when he got into that precarious situation, that he has invited Durvasa Rishi at his home, and the time for breaking the Ekadasi fast was going. And Durvasa Rishi was not present, he has gone to take bath. So without giving to the guest, if he would take up anything, that will be irreligious. So he was thinking what to do. And Durvasa was not coming. So he consulted the brahmanas. And the brahmanas then suggested him that, okay, you can drink water. That way it is breaking the fast also and it is not breaking the fast also. So your guest cannot be disrespected. Of course, the matter is something different. The guest, because he was not a devotee of the Lord, he was a yogi. He was kind of karmakandi. So he became enraged. He thought that this person has disrespected me and he drank water without giving it to me. And the story you know, because he did not, one time when the fighting was going on and Mother Kunti was thinking that how can my children will be saved. So that time Krishna tells them that you don't have to worry, your sons are very religious and dharma will protect those who are dharmic. So this Amrish Maharaj, he has performed his religious activities perfectly well, and because of that and because of the devotion, he was saved from the wrath of Durvasa Rishi. So these brahmanas, they also did not help him to Nriga when Nriga was into this very precarious situations. Because it is said that although they were very learned, they were very qualified, but maybe they were not devotees of the Lord. Bhagavatam says, yasya astri bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunair tatra samasate sura harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna mano rathena sati dhavato bahi. Those who are the devotees of the Lord, they will automatically get all the divinely qualities, all the demigodly qualities. Krishna also says, api chetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhur eva samantavya. That person is sadhu. And this person, although apparently appearing to be durachari, not only durachari, sudurachari, but shipram bhavati dharmatma, sashram shanti nigachati, kaunteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will never be perished. Although he appears to be externally looking very sudurachari, his acharans are not very good, but over a period of time, given a chance, he will become rescued. Like this Prasadha, his thought was that he will protect, he has taken the vow, he was the younger brother of Ichvaku, Manu's son. He has taken the vow that he, throughout his life, he will protect the cows. And by taking this vow, he took a sword in his hand and he was protecting the cow barn of Vasishta. So every day he was there only taking care of the cows. Wherever the cows go, he would just be there. And one day in the dark, it is said that it was rainy time and the cloud was there and the cloud had covered all the stars, moon, everything, and there was no light. It was very dark. And suddenly a lion entered into the cow barn. And when the lion entered into the cow barn, when the cows, they realized that lion has come, they became scattered here and there. And the lion just jumped over one cow and just caught the cow with neck. And the cow started crying for the help. when he understood that the cows are disturbed and cows are crying for the help, he thought that the lion must have come. Lion has come inside and he just went to kill the lion. He was very strong, powerful, dutiful. And he did not fear the lion. That lion is in the cage. Lion is in the open. But still he went and ferociously to fight with the lion. But because he could not see distinctly the cow and the lion properly, because cow, lion has caught the neck of the cow and he tried to kill the cow, but by mistake he just cut the throat of the cow. And while he was attacking, that sword also entered into the ear of that lion, and because of the injury that lion also ran away. And he thought that he has killed the lion, went again, and then there was calmness everywhere. But in the morning, when the light came, he saw that unknowingly he has killed the cow. He called Vasishtha and told him that this has happened, and this is my mistake. So what should I do? Vasishtha cursed him to become a Sudra. He said that you were supposed to protect the cow, but you killed the cow. But he said that, I was supposed to protect the cow only. I thought I am protecting the cow, but unknowingly, by mistake, that has happened to me. And then he was chastised and he was thrown away from there. He went into the forest and then he took shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And he performed devotional service, chanted the holy name of the Lord. And one day he entered into the forest and there was a forest fire. He gave up his body into that forest fire and returned back home, back to Godhead, spiritual world. So he actually committed killing of the cow. But instead of going to hell, becoming some lizard or something, he just went home, back to Godhead. So this is devotional service. And similarly, we know that pastime of Subuddhi Rai. Subuddhi Rai was contaminated by this Yavana king. Because some grudges were there before, and then he was contaminated by that. And he thought that he has been social outcast. So he was going to most of the Brahmanas seeking their help, how he can purify himself and regain his lost position. And most of the Brahmanas, they suggested him that you drink boiled ghee. Then he said that if I will drink boiled ghee, my throat will be burnt and I will be nowhere. I will be dying. They said, that's what we are suggesting. Your atonement is that you leave this body by this type of activities. And then you will take another birth and then you will be purified. So he became very afraid. And somehow or other he came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him that no need to do all these things. Take up the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Go to Vrindavan, chant this name and do some service to the devotees. And he instructed him also a service that most of the Bengali devotees, when they come to north, Bengalis are accustomed to eat rice. And in north, they feed you chapatis, roti. So they find it difficult. So best is you do some whatever you are doing, some earn money, and then purchase some rice. And whenever some Bengali devotees come, you feed them this rice. So he did this. And then he became glorified. So Buddhi Rai is the first person when Rupa Sanatan comes to Vrindavan. He takes them around. He becomes a teacher. He becomes a teacher. Like Manigriva and Nal Kuber, they offended Narad Rishi. But because Narad Rishi's kripa, they went back home to Godhead and they become Bhagavat speaker for Krishna himself. Krishna, Nanda Baba, Radharani, Yasodamai, everybody used to come for their classes every evening and morning. So that was their condition. The offenders got highest position. So if a person, even if whatever condition of life he is, the Brahmanas should have told Nriga that although you committed this mistake, better is to take the process of chanting the holy name and purify yourself. And then you can become free from all desires of karmakanda and all desires of higher planetary, lower planetary systems and traversing throughout this Brahmand. On the contrary, you go home, back to Godhead and enjoy life there like anything. That life is more enjoyable than roaming around the material world, suffering the pangs of material miseries. So they didn't suggest that. They suggested him, they just became angry, dissatisfied with him. And then they left. And Nirga was left on his own, because he also did not consult any other Brahmana, that what should I do. So if any such situation comes, in every circumstances of life, one must approach to a bona fide devotee. And then, whatever conditions of life is there, the devotees can save them. And that is why the gopis, they say this Tava Kathamritam sloka. Bhu vigrananti ye bhurida jana. The devotees, out of compassion for the fallen conditioned soul, they keep traversing throughout the universe. Prabhupada, he traversed, he went through so much difficulties, two heart attacks, very difficult situation, begging for the ticket, and not even finding a proper place to stay, not even having a proper place to keep his food grains also. He was sharing that same fridge where the meat were kept. But because he was compassionate, he was not thinking of his own comfort. He was compassionate that Krishna has brought me here for some service. Krishna's desire is that he wants to reclaim this fallen conditioned soul in this material world. My spiritual master has desired that I come to this forum and then speak to these people, give them Krishna consciousness so that their life can be perfected. He took all these difficulties. And then he suggested, Prabhupada, in Lilamrita it is mentioned many places that many times the devotees would come to Prabhupada. And they would ask Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, I want to do this. Prabhupada knew sometimes that they are doing whatever they are requesting for, that will be detrimental for them. Sometimes Prabhupada would stop them, not do that. But when they insist, Prabhupada would give them permission so that they would not be affected by disregarding the spiritual master. So Prabhupada would tell them that, okay, you do it, what can I do? But Prabhupada would help them. So a devotee would always help. Even if someone is asking or not asking, he will help. But our duty is to ask help. And the duties of the brahmanas and the devotees is also to see wherever there are people suffering, we should help them. Prabhupada had started this Food for Life program, seeing that I had also seen this situation in hostel areas whenever I would go there in IIT. And when the reject from the hostels will be thrown into the dustbin, there will be human beings, there will be cows, there will be dogs, there will be cats. They all would be just jumping over that for eating. But I would never thought that these people are suffering and they should be given some food. But Prabhupada, when he saw it in Mayapur, he called his devotees and told them that you should distribute khichdi to everywhere. Not even one person should go hungry in the radius of 20 kilometers wherever the centers are there. And that is how the Food for Life program started. Because Prabhupada saw that these people, they are actually fighting for their stomach, their existence. How can they will perform devotional service? So give them proper facility so that they can chant the holy name of the Lord. So compassionate person would always devise some ways or means to protect people, to help them, and all these things he do it not for getting his own merits or not for getting some gains, but to serve Krishna. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.